Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Thank you for joining us here today. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful tradition which has been narrated from our sixth Imam, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. This Hadith is about self-scrutiny and alludes to the benefits of self-scrutiny and its place in Islam and also the problems that arise when somebody forgoes this good trait. In this tradition, Imam says, "The man for whom each day passes exactly the same as another, where there is no change in his character or his deeds, is indeed a loser." The Imam in this tradition, he separates three people from one another. In other words, he kind of divides human beings into four groups. Two basic groups, you know, good people and bad people, and then these bad people, these evil people, he divides them into three categories. The first is the man for whom each day passes exactly as the same as the other, in the sense that the previous day and the next day are the same for him. He doesn't really change. He doesn't change either for the worse or for the better. The Imam characterizes this person as a loser. Right? Okay. The second category is this, and the man for whom the next day is always worse than the previous day is indeed cursed. Right. So if he is a person whose subsequent day is worse than the previous one, this person is a person who is cursed. And finally, the third category is the category of the person who the Imam describes in the following way. And the man who never sees to improve himself day after day is indeed at a loss. Right? You might be asking, where does this allude to self-scrutiny? Well, if a person wants to remove these traits from himself, it's necessary for him to scrutinize himself, to look at his actions every day, to see, you know, in which category he falls, right? So as to avoid falling into any of these categories, it's necessary for us to take account of ourselves, to assess ourselves, to look at ourselves, how our day passed, right? So we don't fall into one of these categories of bad people and evil people. And whoever passes his days in such loss, the Imam says, death is surely better for him. Right? At least by dying, you know, his days have finished and he can't say that this day is worse than the previous one or the same as the previous one or he hasn't improved. Right? Surely death is better for such a person than living, and this is really such a bad trait. So in order for us to avoid such falling into such a trap and or falling into one of these categories, it's necessary for us to improve ourselves every day, right? So the necessary concomitant of this tradition is that a good person is a person who is constantly improving every day, right? Well, so how can we do this? We can only do this when we assess how we are every day. Look at our faults, look at our good deeds, try to remove the faults, and try to improve and intensify, you know, our good traits so that we, you know, don't fall into one of these categories. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at self-scrutiny in the words of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure. Oh Lord, here I am yearning for your cure.
This humble servant will be diverted from you no more.